Chemistry in English, Combustion Reactions and Global Warming. Fossil fuels, derived from coal and petroleum, provide the energy we use to power our industries, heat and light our homes and workplaces, and run our cars. As these fuels are burned, they produce carbon dioxide and water, releasing over 50 billion tons of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere each year. Carbon dioxide is a minor component in our atmosphere and is not usually considered to be a pollutant. The concern expressed by scientists arises from the dramatic increase occurring in the Earth's atmosphere. Without the influence of humans in the environment, the exchange of carbon dioxide between plants and animals would be relatively balanced. Besides our growing consumption of fossil fuels, other factors contribute to increased carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere. Rainforests are being destroyed by cutting and burning to make room for increased population and agricultural needs. Carbon dioxide is added to the atmosphere during the burning, and the loss of trees diminishes the uptake of carbon dioxide by plants. Carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, such as methane and water, act to warm our atmosphere by trapping heat near the surface of the Earth. Solar radiation strikes the Earth and warms the surface. The warmed surface then re-radiates this energy as heat. The greenhouse gases absorb some of this heat energy from the surface, which then warms our atmosphere. Long-term effects of global warming are still a matter of debate. One consideration is whether the polar ice caps will melt. This would cause a rise in sea level and lead to major flooding on the coasts of our continents. Further effects could include shifts in rainfall patterns, producing droughts and extreme seasonal changes in such major agricultural regions. To reverse these trends will require developing new energy sources and stopping deforestation worldwide. How is carbon dioxide produced? Why does carbon dioxide cause greenhouse effect?